Now, November 17th is the anniversary of the start of the Velvet Revolution, and it's a public holiday here in the Czech Republic. Hundreds are expected to take to the streets of Prague on Saturday to mark the 18th anniversary of the beginning of one of the most important chapters in the country's history. But others will be turning out in numbers for rather different reasons. Rosie Johnston has a roundup of the activities we can expect around the capital on Saturday.
I'm standing halfway down Prague's Wenceslas Square, and straight in front of me is the balcony from which a certain Václav Havel addressed thousands of Czechs at the height of the Velvet Revolution some 18 years ago. Today, the Melantrich building, which was used as a sort of dissident HQ back in 1989, is a Marks and Spencers, and this Friday afternoon it looks pretty much like business as usual. But on Saturday, which marks the 18th anniversary of the start of the Velvet Revolution, Wenceslas Square is set once again to play host to a number of public gatherings and protests. At the bottom, a series of events are being organised to highlight what the organisers call the insufficiencies of the Velvet Revolution. That's expected to last from 10 in the morning to 10 at night. And then in the mid-afternoon, those protesters are going to be joined by demonstrators of quite a different kind. Supporters of the former Deputy Prime Minister, Jiří Čunek, who resigned recently, are meeting at the lower end of Wenceslas Square at 4 p.m. The square really is going to see a lot of activity tomorrow because a march against the proposed radar base, which the White House would like to see built on Czech soil, is going to start up by the National Museum as well. But the activity is by no means confined to Wenceslas Square. About 5 minutes' walk away from here, over on Národní třída, there's going to be a gathering to commemorate students who were killed by the Nazis in 1939. And let me remind you that the 17th of November is also International Students' Day. And it was at precisely such a gathering of students 18 years ago that the riot police intervened and that the Velvet Revolution began. And then, as you've maybe already heard, over on Palackého náměstí Square, far-right extremists are planning a rally. They say they want to protest about freedom of expression after last week's clampdown on neo-Nazi groups which were planning to march through the city's Jewish quarter on the anniversary of Kristallnacht. The skinheads don't need a permit to stage a gathering on Palackého náměstí Square because it's Prague's Speaker's Corner. But nonetheless, the police have said there'll be over 500 officers monitoring the event, and if there's any problems, it will be broken up straight away. So, all in all, it looks like another eventful November the 17th here in Prague, but with people demonstrating, really, for the most diverse of reasons.
Rosie Johnston with that report.